Spending hours in queues has become the norm across Sri Lanka. Starting with food, rice, sugar and milk powder, now it's cooking gas and diesel that are in short supply.
I haven't eaten from the morning and I can't even go drink some water. I would lose my place otherwise.
After spending so many hours in queues, we can only run about 2.5 days. We can't keep doing this, so we appeal for this problem to be solved.
The shortages are a result of the government not having enough dollars to pay for imports. This is because its foreign earnings and reserves have been rapidly declining since 2019. Huge debt repayments have eaten into a big chunk of available resources. The crisis has affected all sectors, including public transport. Operators say they are struggling to survive from day to day.
On the one hand, there's no electricity. They cut power for 7.5 hours. The diesel stocks that come, half is given for power generation. It's only half the stock that's used for everything else.
After months of coping, people are protesting. Here in Chilao, north of Colombo, fishermen complain they don't have fuel for their boats.
My husband can't go to sea. There's no diesel. I hope those responsible are struck by lightning.
In Colombo, a silent protest. Enough is enough, says one banner. Stop ruining my country, reads another.
Months of skyrocketing prices and shortages of food, medicine, cooking gas and fuel have made Sri Lankans frustrated and angry. To make matters worse, they've suffered through the worst power cuts to be imposed in more than 25 years.
7.5 hour interruptions a day are causing chaos among all segments of the population. Sri Lanka's public utilities regulator says it has been pushing to solve the power crisis.
This has become a national issue. So the attention has not been paid by the political hierarchy then and now and the other authorities. So we have been fighting, with almost everyone to sort out this issue.
Increasing prices and shortages are not unique to Sri Lanka. But people here say their leaders have aggravated the situation through years of corruption and mismanagement. Mina Fernandez, Al Jazeera, Colombo.